Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. 2019 Tulip Queen Olivia Vanderleest and her royal court of Mary-Kate Banstra, Isabella Baugh, Cameron Heiser, and Emily Skurr join us on today's program to preview the 84th annual Tulip Time. Queen Olivia, you have now commenced your five-week journey around Iowa, and you have toured all around the state. First of all, what has this experience been like promoting Tulip Time across Iowa with these four girls?
It has just exceeded my expectations in every way possible. I've had so much fun getting to not only spend time with all of these girls and build such amazing lifelong friendships, but also just to get to talk about Pella with so many other people around Iowa. And people have just accepted all of the information and received everything that we've been saying so well. And it's just been such an amazing experience to get to go out and talk about our favorite time of the year.
Speaking of favorites for the other girls, you know, you've had so many moments packed into 5 weeks' time. What are some of your favorites and what have some of the highlights been?
One of our highlights was definitely getting to talk to people and see people from all over. And we found out that some of our favorite people to talk to were in our own town. We visited retirement homes and schools, so it was just so fun to do our performance and talk to them. We even got to meet the oldest Tulip Queen still alive, Lee Zelstra, at Brenshoff. So just to talk to her and know that she did this a long time ago, was just really cool.
Yeah, another favorite memory of all of ours, I think, was our first outing together, the State House. It was just a really neat experience because everybody there knew who we were. It was Dutch Letter Day at the Capitol, and it was just really cool to see how our government runs, and it was a good learning experience for us all, and just a great opportunity to build our relationships.
I think my personal favorite thing has just been getting to know these four ladies so well. We've done so many things, both in the car and just in our downtime, and then also in our free time. We've had various sleepovers, we've chalked our cars, we've made a playlist that we listen to for all of our outings, and just getting to know each one of these ladies and their sweet personalities has been absolutely amazing.
I think something else that we've all really enjoyed is going to all the schools. We went to Faith Christian Academy and all the schools around here and just listening to all the little kids like ask their questions about us, like, are the Netherlands by Mexico? And lots of really great questions like that. But it was really great to see all of them get involved and to watch and to learn more about Tulip Time. And that's one of our goals, is to spread the word about it. So that was awesome.
My favorite has to be when we went to Blank Children's Hospital. This was just one of those moments where you can see all of the hard work that you've done pay off. We just got to meet some amazing children that are going through such horrible things. We can't even imagine the kind of life they live. And just to get to be a little part of their day and brighten up their world for just a minute was just absolutely heartwarming. My dad said when we were walking down the different rooms, he said, "You never know when you're touching a heart." And it just melted my heart seeing those kids so excited to hear us sing our little song. And it just made me feel like we were really doing something that made a difference.
Seems like a very powerful journey for you girls. Now, when we talk, especially to our local audience, you are the experts of Tulip Time, especially now that you've told so many people in our state about coming here. You know, what are some of the things you recommend? Maybe one activity or one food item for each of you that you would say that you've got to try, especially if you're new to town or you're coming to town.
So my favorite food at Tulip Time that I would highly recommend is the Triple Threat Burger. And, you know, you get that protein and the delicious bologna and hamburger, and it's just a perfect combination. So I would recommend that, and maybe eat it on your stroll through the gardens, and that's a great day right there.
I think one thing everybody should do, even if you do live in Pella, is go on a city tour. Now, I'm a little biased because I've been a Spieler for the past 3 years, but there's always new information being told, and I think it's good to be an informed citizen in order to tell all of our guests what to do. And if you're a guest, it's a great opportunity to learn about all the tulips, our heritage, and all the fun things to do while in Pella.
Just like the other girls said, there's a ton of activities to do, but one of my personal favorite things is just to go on a walk around town, look at all of the beautiful tulips. We were actually doing this earlier today, and there's so many different kinds and colors, and it's just so fun to soak up.
I would definitely say you have to 100% grab a plate of Pafferjis and go watch all the Dutch dancers. They all put in so much time and so much work doing that, and they do an amazing job every year.
One food that I think is overlooked is the Dutch ribben, because it is just covered in cheese. That is amazing. And if you eat it this year, you should eat it Friday night while you watch the new fireworks after the evening parade. It is going to be an explosion of fun on the Friday night. So you can't miss it this year.
Professional hype folks here on Let's Talk Pella. Now, as the festival comes up this Thursday through Saturday, and even into Sunday for a lot of our local residents, what are the things you're looking forward to most about kind of the tail end of this journey?
I would say that getting to see Tulip Time from a different perspective than usual is probably what I'm looking forward to most. You know, we've all been to Tulip Time before. We eat all the food and do all the things, but seeing it from this perspective will be a time of a lifetime.
I'm just super excited to interact with all the tourists and to hear their questions and hopefully just be another outlet for them to ask questions and get them excited about coming back next year and even making their time more enjoyable this year.
I'm just really excited for the whole experience. Just to be in the parade is one of my favorite things to do, but just to get to do it as a group and be in the carriages is going to be so fun to wave at all of the tourists and all of the friends and family that we have coming to town too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to piggyback off of Mary-Kate a little bit. I think this is going to be just like a great Tulip Time this year because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we'll have plenty of times to come back in future years to be just like the citizens and, you know, do all of the regular types of things. But this is something that's going to be very special to us.
Growing up in Pella, like we talk about in our program, being part of the Tulip Court and being Tulip Queen has just been a dream of every little girl's forever. And to just have the amazing honor to get to represent our town in front of all these people is just something that I can't ever explain. It's been the most amazing honor of my life, and I just am so excited to finally get to have Tulip Time and get to show off everything that we've been learning and everything that we've been doing all year. So yeah, just everything that we get to do.
Once again, that was the Tulip Queen in Royal Court. Stay tuned to 92.1 KRLS this Thursday through Saturday for updates from the official radio station of the 84th Annual Tulip Time. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.